James. Big welcome back to Women's Team Live.
Thank you.
Bit nervous. Could have took it at the end.
Oh, mate.
How was that game for you?
Do you know what? It's kind of... It's hard to put into words. Like, part of me wants the 3 points, and another part of me is thinking, we've done a good job then. There's positives. Like, we've two back-to-back clean sheets. I can't remember. I don't think we've done that this year.
We've never had. Well, we think.
We think that is our first ever goalless draw in our history.
Pretty sure. I mean, Paul's going to double check after, but we're pretty sure.
Well, listen, for me, there's positives there in the fact that we were leaking goals. Like, I think Paul mentioned it a few weeks ago in one of the groups, is we've had issues with defensive stuff, and it's right. Yeah. It's spot on.
I think it's not... By what I said, I wasn't criticising the defence. It was a team thing.
It was a for me. It was a structural thing. It wasn't even exactly personnel. It was we weren't organised. And for me, we have started on the path to addressing those issues. And we wouldn't have got two clean sheets in a row for the last couple of weeks if we didn't do that. So I think there's loads of positives to come from that.
Yeah, but like you said, two clean sheets back to back. That's pretty much unheard of this season, isn't it?
So, even you know, before this season, we've never been renowned for defensive shutouts.
No.
It's a case of we score six and we give two away, generally. That's the ethos of the FC women's team. So for us to have two back-to-back clean sheets, that's quite an achievement in itself.
Yeah, well done for coming here with your George Graham mentality.
I know,
And we did notice that Renault was involved as well with a little bit of coaching pre-match.
Yeah, mate. I'm open to anyone throwing their two pence in if it helps for the team move forward. That's it, isn't it?
Now, there were a lot of walking wounded going on well, and it was a gutsy performance from FC United. Just walk us through how's Wood doing, how's Ogden doing, how's Smith doing. I mean, it's
we won't know until Matt does a proper analysis on him, has a look at him and reviews him on Tuesday. But for me, there's a few knocks today. It was going to be a physical game. We knew that coming in. We knew they were going to throw the weight around. Charlie are a good physical side. They win everything in the air. It's up to us today to try and shut out and stop some of their physicality. And look, last week they went to Newcastle, top of the league, and they beat them 2-1. For me, for us to come there and shut up shop to them, hopefully wanted to try and nick it at the end. But listen, we've not had a lot of time to work together, and you're already seeing now the development in the defensive side of things just in this short space of time. I think we've had 8-9 training sessions
going forward. There was an issue, and I think the forward line did the right thing in the end by starting their runs inside our half, because some of the offsides were a bit random, to say the least. But do you feel we were missing an impact player? I'm thinking of Chelsea Flanagan, really. That was the one thing that was missing, really.
Listen, I was offering people £200 who work at Chelsea to cover a shift this weekend. Honestly, literally, we were going to get like a sweepstake going.
Put your hand in your pocket meals there.
I didn't care. I was like, I'll do it. But it was one of them. But the girls who stepped in today, they put a shift in, and even young Sophie. Sophie came with us at the start of last season, and I've been working developing her, and she nearly had a massive moment.
Wow.
I brought her some.
How close was that really at the end?
Oh, mate. It would have been a massive moment for her. I'm close with her family as well, and it would have been a beautiful moment for them. But her time will come, honestly. She's the next Kirsty Chambers, I promise you that.
So with this point, we've dragged Nottingham Stockport into this.
Yeah.
So Stockport County were taking on Barnes, and she's now... Yeah. Stockport have to win that game
they? Yeah. To be fair, I don't even know. I've tried to do the maths on it about a million times, and I don't even know who we want to win anymore. I'm just like, we need to win games. We just need to win, that's it. Let everyone else take punch holes in each other.
But we are sitting on the sidelines now for a week and a bit, because we don't play next Sunday. Yeah. It's a Wednesday night, a week Wednesday against Leeds United.
Yeah.
So we'll know a lot more, won't we, heading into that Leeds United match?
Yeah. For me, I'm like I said, when we had the break up to Norton, the more time we've got to train and work together now, the better for me. Like, if they said we've got 3 weeks break, I'd go brilliant. Like, because I know that we can work and develop, and the things that we've been working on is coming to fruition on the pitch. So I think that break will do us a little bit of good, especially with the knocks that we've just took then as well. So I'm looking forward to the Leeds game. We've got kind of, they beat us 5-0 away at Leeds. We've got to right that wrong now. Definitely got to right that wrong.
Now, just before you go, James, we've not had a on a discussion about player of the match, have we? I mean,
no,
what
haven't.
You thinking?
It's been so hectic.
Marsh has been pretty good, I think, at the back, as is Patient.
Yeah.
He's got a goal there, hasn't it? I suppose
so, yeah. I mean, back-to-back clean sheets.
I'd take a pick between the two of them. Either of them two, like, I think they're both quality today. I think the whole back line were quality today. Like,
you know what? Maverick had a good game.
Yeah. Yes.
Hickson's a good player.
Yeah, for me, they could have a joint defensive man of the match for the back line. And Chloe, you know what? I'd probably even give it Chloe Ainsworth. She was quality.
Good save in the
first half. Yeah, she kept us in it a few times there. Yeah. And to be fair, we've taken her out of her comfort zone. We're making her play as a sweeper keeper now, and it's a little bit alien to her, but she's doing it. She's doing what she's been being taught by Elsie and the team, and she saved us a few times doing what she's been working on today.
Final question. Biggest crowd of the season here today. Yeah. Over 200 here.
Brilliant.
Which is great stuff. I don't think FCers need an invitation. Leeds United here a week Wednesday. Get down here, I'd suggest, is the message.
Every single person needs to get down to that game. I think it's the first time Leeds have been to the men's, haven't been here, have they? I think the women's side, they always bring a good crowd as well. We shouldn't be having the Leeds fans out singing us at Broadice Park. We need everyone getting down and supporting us.